Unit 6, Recording 9, Exam Practice, Listening, Part 2. You will hear a woman called Janet Naylor talking about her experience as a volunteer in Tanzania. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Earlier this year, I fulfilled a lifelong ambition of mine by working for 3 months as a volunteer in an African country. I'm in my late 50s now, and I don't have the commitments that have previously held me back, like bringing up small children. I've worked in marketing for much of my life, and I wanted to use the skills I have to help out in a small way. I applied to do voluntary work a couple of years ago, but it wasn't until about a year later that a suitable scheme came up and I was asked to go. The reaction of my friends to the news was very interesting. The majority of them told me how impressed they were, and a lot said that given the opportunity, they'd like to do something similar. Although I must say that some of them were not so keen when I told them later about how basic the conditions were. But a few clearly disapproved of what I was doing. They argued that I was patronising Africans by intervening and telling them how to run their lives. But I saw it rather differently. It's true that in an ideal world, development schemes should be set up by the communities themselves that they're going to benefit. But sometimes, local people don't yet have the necessary skills to make them effective and need some kind of outside expert support, such as international agencies. And that's where I came in. I was an advisor to a scheme based in a village of about 200 people in Tanzania. It involved building concrete tanks to capture water during the wet season, with the aim of reducing the problem of drought during the rest of the year. With better irrigation would come more reliable crops, so that the villagers wouldn't be so dependent on international aid. The problems there were getting really serious. There had hardly been any rain in the area for the previous 3 or 4 years. The whole region was on the brink of starvation, and handouts from charities were the only thing that kept people alive. The scheme had been underway for less than a year when I arrived, and my brief was to suggest ways in which the villagers could market any agricultural production that was surplus to their own requirements, any food that they didn't need themselves. I've heard now that the village is making money from its crops by selling them in other parts of Tanzania and even exporting some produce, and it's built a primary school and a small health centre. It's very gratifying to know that the scheme has completely transformed its prospects, and the village is now well on its way to becoming a thriving community.
Now listen to part 2 again.